home instead. Not that she'd ever do that. Not my mum. I walk up and down. Pacing's been my number one hobby these last 6 months. A car drives fast into the car park, stops, brakes squealing, like they're here for a prison break. Doors open and slam shut. 3 people get out. I spot her, hurrying towards me. Mum's not a runner, but she's trying her best. I sprint between the cars. As we get closer, can see she's dressed smart. Don't know why she's made such an effort. It's only me. The gap between us narrows. Her face becomes clearer. She's smiling. She's happy. So happy. Drop my bag and grab her. She seems smaller. Or have I got bigger? Tommy, she sighs, holding me as close as she can. Mum's not the clingy type, but then it's not every day your son comes out of prison. Sorry we're late. Traffic was bad. No worries. You're here, Mum. That's all that matters. My, there's some strength in those arms of yours, she says, wiping her eyes and stepping back to get a look at me. HM Gyms, best you can get. No queues, no membership fee. You daft nutter. Mum punches me on the arm. Deserve to be punched in the face. You look good, Tommy. Same as I did last month. She's been seeing me every week since I got put away. You look super nice too, Mum. She gazes up at me, as if I'm perfect. Mark and Ryan are here, she says. I glance over the cars and see Mark and his kids standing, looking awkward. Better not keep them waiting, eh? Pick up my bag and we walk towards them. Mum takes my hand. Can't remember when she last did that, though she must have done once, when I was little and innocent. There are 2 new people in my life. First, there's Mark, Mum's boyfriend. Met him a few times when he came with Mum to visit. He wasn't around before all this happened. One day, she came to visit and said she got a new man in her life, and then she dropped the bomb. Moving in with us? You sure, Mum? Never been sure about anything, Tommy. The news shell-shocked me. Mum's the cautious type when it comes to guys. Been out with a few, but no one's ever stayed. But when Mark arrived, she dived right in. After what I'd done, knew I couldn't argue. And he seems to make her happy, and it's her house. Release Mum's hand. Hi, Mark. I'll read Tommy, he says in his deep, Geordie voice. Gives me a firm handshake. The type you get from banging weights. He then gives me a full-on man hug. What's that all about? I'm only his girlfriend's son. Finally, let's go. Mark's a tall, slim, muscly guy. Could see why Mum fancied him. About the same height as me, hair cropped short, with a splash of grey above each ear. The big smile on his face says he's almost as happy as Mum to see me. Housemate number 2 is standing further back, grinning at his shoes. Ryan. Bombshell number 2 was when Mum said Mark was bringing his son to live with us. Not like he's a pet rabbit or something. He's another human. Apart from my big mistake, nothing much ever happened to us. Then, all of a sudden, we've doubled the population of our house. He's a nice lad. Sure he is, but he's not coming for tea. He's moving in. We've got the room. It'll be fine. Not sure Ryan's going to make the first move, so I do. Approach the shoe inspector. Tommy, I say. Ryan, says Ryan, lifting his head and smiling at me. I shake a hand that's as soft as uncooked liver. Ryan shakes mine, for a bit too long. Prison's made me good at sizing people up. Ryan's a bookworm, no doubt. He's shorter than me, pale-faced, with glasses. Probably doesn't get out much. I can't imagine him making any school team, apart from chess. Got long fingers too. Bet he plays the piano. Has a small scar on his forehead. Almost certainly not gang-related. Ryan is a very bright, talented, hard-working young man, says Mum, as if I'm none of those things, apart from the young man bit. Ryan nods as if he hears stuff like this every day. Aye.